Hanging out with me right now is multi-talented. He's a husband, a father, a pastor, a national recording artist. As some of my listeners call you, he's the I Need You Now man. It's none other than Pastor Smokey Norful. How are you, Pastor?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
It's been a while. We haven't seen you since, what, last year or year before last at Women's Empowerment?
I think it was a year before last.
Year before
it's been about
last.
2 years. Yeah.
And we so much enjoyed you. Got out there with the piano and everything. We had a wonderful time.
That was a great, great time. Great event, too. I really appreciate what you guys do there.
Abs. So, look, we haven't seen from you or at least heard from you album-wise in a while.
It's been 6 years since I released my last CD, which was Smokey Norful Live, actually.
Well, we know you're busy. Like I said, you're a husband, you're a father, a recording artist, and the pastor of a church.
I am. I'm all of the above, and some.
Yeah, and some. So how do you balance it all?
Well, I have great teams. You know, I don't take credit for any of the things that are going on. My wife, she really does a more than sufficient job at keeping the home going and keeping things together, and then as well as the church, I have great teams there. So it's just if you don't have great teams and systems in place, you'll literally go crazy.
Yeah, I can imagine, because you know I have a sister who is a pastor as well, and being a pastor is more than a full time job.
Oh my! Anybody that says pastoring is full time does not know pastoring. Pastoring is all the time.
Absolutely, you're on call all the time. But your new CD is coming out, Forever Yours. What is it? Is it next Tuesday?
It's next Tuesday.
Yeah.
I know, right? I'm excited. I am so excited. It's the best CD that I have ever done. I literally can say that with confidence, that this is the best CD ever. The songs on here, I know they're going to be a tremendous blessing. There's a song on here called I Need a Word.
Mm-hmm.
Most people will not let me get away with doing a CD without a ballad. So that is the ballad song on this project. And it comes from a place and a space when I really was just struggling to hear God in this meantime season. Another song called In the Meantime, which talks about the time before when you ask God for something and then you actually get it. There's an In the Meantime where really that's the tough spot. Because you're waiting and you're saying, God, what are you saying? What are you doing? Where am I going? What's next? And in that season, I sat down and wrote, or it was actually 3 in the morning, I got up and wrote, I Need a Word. So I know this CD, and it just has so much depth, so many stories, testimonies.
Yeah.
And after 5 years, I've been working on this CD.
Overdue, right?
Overdue. I'm so ready to birth this thing. So I know it's going to be a powerful blessing to a lot of people.
And let us not forget about No Greater Love. It debuted at number 20, and now it's in top 10.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Absolutely awesome song.
Oh, I appreciate that. I love singing it. It's a very conversational song.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind if I testify and just tell you of the goodness of my Lord? So it definitely is a declaration of appreciation and thanksgiving for the awesomeness of our God and the love that he's shown to us. So it's a great CD. I'm telling you, Forever Yours is my best.
We need to go pick it up next Tuesday. It is in stores.
All stores everywhere,
Pastor?
All stores everywhere. Digital media, wherever you download, Amazon, iTunes, whatever your mode of receiving music is, it will be available on Tuesday.
Now, you said, you know, we cannot let you go without a ballot, you know, especially after the tremendous success with I Need You Now.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I heard something about you writing some love songs and maybe having a love song project or something like that. What's this I hear?
At what point I was doing a love song, I actually have about 30-something songs for this project that I had to choose from. And the catalyst of the ceiling of all of those was the love song or ballad CD. And I was going to do that, you know, because I really wanted to exemplify the fact that God is love. We've got love songs out now that's not love. You know, it's more lust than it is love.
Right.
And so I wanted to do something that was more definitive and said that this is real love, eros, philios, agape. This is what
Ooh.
It looks like.
Ooh, I like that.
Oh, it was a great concept, but I put it on hold. I put it on hold because there were some other love songs, CDs that came out, and they had their own interpretation. And so I wanted to give space for them to do that. And then I'll probably revisit it later on in my career. But for now, Forever Yours took priority. I said, you know what, let me go ahead and work on my full-length CD, and I'll get back to that specialty project later.
Well, it sounds good, and we're definitely going to go out and make sure we pick up this best, better than ever, the best project
I'm
he has.
I'm telling you, the best. I'm telling you, it is my best. The quality of it, I went back and pulled the producers that worked on I Need You Now.
Wow.
And that CD. And so I pulled them in, as well as added some more Warren Campbell. I added Elvis. Let's see, Aaron Lindsay did mm-hmm. No Greater Love.
Yes.
Israel Houghton wrote a song on here that's going to be in everybody's church on Sunday morning for praise and worship. Everybody will be singing it. So I'm just saying, I know for a fact God has blessed and favored this CD with something special, so I can't wait to share it with the rest of the world.
Oh, good.
And they can find out. I got a lot of other things going on, too. Monday Morning Manna, the devotional that I'm about to launch. Every Monday,
uh-huh.
people will get a minute and a half of a very strategic and creative word. Will not be done in the traditional sense. And they'll also get a minute and a half of Smokey Norfolk ministering and worshiping with them in song every single Monday. So I'm excited. Great things happening.
So where can we catch this on Mondays?
SmokeyNorfolk.com. You'll be able to get them on Monday. You can get your Monday Morning Manna on Wednesday, too. But but SmokeyNorfolk.com. They can follow me on Twitter at Smokey Norfolk. And, of course, I'll give them information, and they'll sign up, and they'll get, if you sign up and become a friend of the ministry, you'll definitely get it before everybody else. But I'm really excited about that. It's going to be powerful.
Fantastic. Well, Pastor, thank you so very much. I know you're busy. We're glad that you're back after 5 years. We're going to go
Woo-hoo!
Pick it up Tuesday in your stores, forever yours. Pastor Smokey Norfolk, God bless you. And we look forward to hanging out with you again in the near future, okay?
Thank you so much. Looking forward to being out with you guys, too.
God bless, Pastor.